Tonight, I just want to talk to the ladies. Oh, fellows, you're cool, but girls, if you got a good man, you'd better keep him. Oh, I know you're saying right now, what does she know? Who is she to tell me about my situation? Well, I don't know your situation, but whatever it is, you should try to stay together. You know that big argument that you had the other night, remember? Well, today it's not nothing. Just don't let them leave you, honey. Because then you'll find out that it wasn't those real big things you loved about him. It was the real small things. Go on and laugh, but it's true. You know, things that you've seen 1,000 times around the house but never paid any attention to. Like helping with the groceries and helping in the yard and painting and repairing and paying the bills. But you know, now all I have is memories and regrets. I could have given our love a chance to grow, but no, I had to challenge it and be heard. Let me tell you something. That female liberation stuff. I don't know, sometimes I don't think it's worth it. And I'm really feeling kind of bad, y'all.
Express to you the joy I felt when I realized that I had found the perfect man for me. The man who could make me feel all the things I felt a woman should feel. I said, darling, I want to be the perfect woman for you. I got myself a 3-year subscription to Essence magazine. Read it from cover to cover. You know I wanted to be perfect for him. Black is beautiful, just keep getting up. Together we can make it. It's gonna be all right. Forget about what society says is or isn't, or what can or cannot be. Keep getting up. He quit his job. Came home one day with 14 mirrors. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Gonna sit up in the room and look at the black beautiful. Check out the boy, mother's love, mother's love. I said, well, my darling, I hate to get in your business, you know what I mean, but I mean, what about a job? I mean, what about the gas and the electricity and not that I am equating a job with your manhood, you understand, but I mean, you did have a choice in this. He said, I got to get myself together. I'm tired of working for somebody else. I made me take out a small businessman's loan and open up a head shop. I said, but that's not bringing no money in. I mean, he said, you working, ain't you? Get off my back. I don't know. I wasn't raised like that, y'all. I mean, I figure if I got to get up and go to work every day, then every able-bodied in the household's supposed to get up and go, at least looking. I know it ain't easy out there, but I said, now, if for some reason you feel that you can no longer be the man that I thought you were at the beginning of our relationship, then I got this one thing to lay on you, my sweet.
I know you want my thing. You see that? You see, I know I got a good thing. Yes, I do. You see, girls, this man is not like other men. And the reason I say this is because I know every lady out there today feels the same thing. Every lady feels that her man is special. He's special to her. No matter how he looks, baby. It's the inside that counts. It's what's up front that counts. Oh! I'm going to tell it to you anyway. You see, girls, let me ask you something. Have you ever had any so-called best girlfriends? You know them kind. Laugh in your face and try to take your man behind your back. Woo! You know what I'm talking about. You know where I'm coming from, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I don't play around with girls like that. You know, I don't really like to socialize with them. Because I feel like this, what's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. You see, I don't want nothing that's yours. I don't want nothing that looks at you. You see, I know I got my man. Woo! Honey, I know I got him. I got every little parts of him. I got him from his head to the tip of his toes. Woo! Don't I know what I got, huh? I know what I got. But let me tell you, girls. You see, when you got somebody that loves you, you know they love you. You can stand up here like me and tell the whole wide world that I got my man, that I got my man, that I got my man, that I got my man. I know I got him, I know I got him, I got him. Woo!
You know, in every town there's a certain kind of woman who's always going around trying to steal other women's husbands. And sure enough, there's one in this town who thinks she's got my man. But listen, girl, this is from the real side.
Philip, now I know you said you're leaving, but can't we discuss this at all?
Look, babe, there ain't nothing to discuss. I mean, you know, we've been through this a thousand times. Saying.
Oh, you believe him because your son, right?
That's right.
And because of your son, that's the reason you had your wife laying up here in my bed last week, right? The neighbors told me when I went to Philadelphia she was in a whole weekend. Now just tell me something. You've been married to her, been shacking with me. Who you feel you're cheating on?
Well, I don't feel like I'm cheating on nobody. Now, you know, I'm just going on home, that's all.
Wait a minute, the doorbell's ringing. Let me get the bell.
Well, do say, right on time, Mrs. Jody again. What do you want?
My husband.
Well, you're not getting him.
Oh, I'll take him with me.
I know what you're going to take. You're going to take a good egg kicking if you don't get out of my house.
Well, I brought some and I'm ready for yours.
I guess you brought the kid too, huh?
Yes, I did.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. I want both of y'all out of my house. I don't want to see none of you no more. And I want to tell you something further this time. You understand me?
And I've got the man. Well, the man that she had that I took from her is not the man, child, that we thought he was at all. You know, you and I were together. I was so in love with you. But there was a little bit too much sugar and you were a little too sweet. There was a little bit too much sugar and you were too sweet.
Another man is beating my time.
Another man is beating my time.
Another man is loving mine.
Another man is beating my time.
Ooh,
another man is loving mine.
A definite strangeness. There was no sameness. He was changing. I had gone out one day and bought me a very, very sexy dress and opened up my closet and it had disappeared. Lord, I hope the man is not wearing my... Ooh, child. And I also picked up other little things, like when we were making love the other night, I thought he was calling out my name, but it evidently was not my name. And I passed him on the steps one day and he was switching more than I was. And I even caught them holding hands, walking right down Market Street. Y'all know where Market Street is. He was so desirable and it's gonna be such a waste. You know, when you think everything is in place and what you think you have is not what you really have at all. Because in my case, what I thought I had was not an entire old man, but a facsimile thereof. Wasn't a clone or nothing, you know, I'm not... There was a certain kind of a way that he talked to me. His voice went up. You know, at first he was talking like, yeah, baby, yeah. And then he went, well, I don't, and it kept going up and down. And then there must have been, I figure, a defect of not when he was created, but somewhere along the line something went wrong.
Like the one I just come from, be mighty, mighty careful how you beat up your gums, because
I was in the grocery store yesterday looking for the spaghetti sauce that my man loves so well. Feeling good. It was on a Saturday morning and I had just got my hair done. When I overheard a couple of my so-called friends on the other side discussing me and my man's neck. Oh yeah, girl. Oh, they were talking about me so bad. I know a lot of you girls would have went on about your business, because you know what we say. Sticks and stones might break your bones, but names will never hurt you. Well, not me, honey. Uh-uh. Find out who knew so much about me and my business. Well, after I stood there a while, took all I could stand, I eased on over to the other side. And one of them looked up and she saw me coming. She said, oh, hi, girl. We didn't know you was here. And I just stared at her. And I had to tell her.
I know a lot of you ladies out there probably criticizing me this evening. I've even run into some ladies occasionally out there had the nerve to ask me, they said, Shirley, did you really do that? Did you really buy him all those cars and the clothes like you said on the record? Yeah, love will make you do these things. But it's a funny thing how these men can make you lay in bed night after night wondering if they coming home. Laying there by the phone, hoping that any minute he'll call and tell you, baby, I'll be there shortly. You just hold on, I'm coming. Comes in 3 days later. Yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about. See, it ain't no fun to have to sit there and count the tile on the floor. Count them four walls. Another funny thing how we ladies can get on that telephone talking day after day about how sweet and how good our love life is. You might be familiar with this commercial that comes on TV, How's Your Love Life? Knowing all the time that it's rotten. Having to laugh to keep from crying. Like I'm doing now. But you see, the only thing, I've always believed in whatever makes me feel happy. I try to do whatever it takes to keep it that way. See, it ain't no fun being in love all by yourself, knowing all the time that the one you love, loving somebody else.
Ooh, Yeah, sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Looking evil? Am I looking evil? Oh, you just say that all the time. Hey, baby, I'm making some coffee. Would you like some? Okay, good. Baby, you remember those things you used to tell me about trust? Oh, you know, you used to say things like, as long as I didn't trust you, that everything I hear would hurt me. Well, I trust you. You've been away 2 weeks and I don't even know where you've been. Have you been? Good. Cream and sugar in your coffee? Baby, you know, there are just some things that I just can't throw up in the air and walk from under them and say, well, forget it, or close my ears and say, I didn't hear that. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to take you through any changes. Okay, I'll get to the point. I hate gossip. And I don't walk around looking for it, you know? But yesterday it seemed to just wander around until it found me, you know, like gossip found me. Yeah, really. Yeah, well, let me tell you. I was going to work the other morning, and these two chicks were on the bus, and they were running off their mouths about everybody's business. Yeah, you know how women are. Talk, talk, talk. Well, then they were talking about my business, so I listened. Your name and my name came up. Yeah, they were saying things like, yeah, Marjorie ain't got a man uptight no more. He been tipping uptown. And Marilyn's gonna take him from her if she don't look out. Who's Marilyn? I don't know who she is. You tell me who she is. They don't know what they're talking about. They seem pretty sure to me.
And figure out what we gonna do with all these men. You know how they can beat them. Oh yeah, they sit back and they take all the good years away. Take everything they can get. And then when you hit 25, talking about, oh, you done got too old for me, I'm gonna have to go out and find me somebody about 18. They ain't playing. See, you laugh it off if you want to, but they serious as a heart attack, you know what I mean? So what we got to do is get our heads together and figure out how we gonna change things around a little bit, you know what I mean? We got to work on this from morning till night. Cause as long as you let them get away with it, they gonna do it. Now take for instance, when a dude drives up seeing this big fine car, starts telling you how fine you are, oh baby, you fine. Yeah. And if it tries to get you in the car telling you he gonna make you a star, you better beware, honey. Then he gonna knock on your door, gonna bring you all the flowers and diamonds. I'll tell you what you do, I want you to take it. If you bring it, take it.
Hey, girl, we got a party to go to tonight. But all right, I've been saving up all day just for this. I am ready. And I am out the door.
Out the door.
Brenda, how are we gonna get to the party?
Call Jimmy, he's gonna call.
And what if a girl answers?
Hang up.
Hang up nothing. Jimmy says I was his girl.
Honey, don't you know everyone's Jimmy's girl?
Brenda, I know better than anybody.
Well, if a girl answers, don't hang up, just talk about her.
Yes. Is Jimmy home?
Yes, but he's taking a shower.
Oh, I see. Did he just take out the trash?
No, that's something he used to do. Now he's taking out me.
What's the matter? Is he going swimming?
Well, I know we was gonna go, but he said he did that last night.
Well, sugar, I know about a great party. Why don't you bring us your car?
So sorry, baby, but I never go to singles bars.
Singles? Is that what you think? Tramp, I'm dating your dad.
Oh, he died about 7 years back. Now ain't that just too bad?
Well, that's how we like him. Tall, stiff, and ready. That's positively more than I can say for dead Jimmy.
That's because he was swallowing vitamin E, now he's swallowing me.
Oh, you mean you were swallowing him? Why don't you just tie a mattress to your back?
I'm gonna need it, cause if I ever see your face, I'm gonna fall and have a heart attack.
All it's gonna fall is the wig off your head. Now what you think about that?
I think I'd rather wear a wig than run a motel for roaches.
Too far. Here, give me the phone. Hey, tramp, take a bath and puke. What's more, you can kiss where the sun don't shine. If that don't work, we can do. You see, the only kind of man that would play with you is one that plays with himself. None of my friends could stand the sight of you, much less the smell. And if I wasn't a lady, I'd take my money and buy you a brand new face. Then I'd take my underwear and stick it in your mouth and you'd love it because you got no taste. And if that don't work, call back at that daddy and show him what you look like now. Honey, I bet he'd never come back cause you want ugly cow. Girl, you tell your boyfriend Jimmy he can go get hit by a car. Cause as far as I see it, he can't afford to bite the beat of this star. There's two things we can't stand. One's a jive talk man. The other's a jive talk man with no money. Can you dig it? Click.
Talking about Cleveland. In my years as a performer, that we have a whole lot of clean-up women and a whole lot of clean-up men, especially in the entertainment field. Now, if you want to know just who is cleaning up, all you have to do is listen closely to what they're saying in the lyrics of their songs. Now, starting with the ladies, how would you feel if sweet, sexy, Sylvia were to come up and whisper some of her sweet pillow talk in your baby's ear? Make you feel kind of bad, huh? Now, can't you just hear her singing to your baby?
I was sitting there minding my business, feeling good, checking things out, sipping on a little wine. Then I spied super cool dude across the room digging on me. I tried to pretend like I didn't even see him, but he was so fine. He took my hand and we started dancing. I know he felt me falling for him, cause he kept holding me tighter and tighter. Ooh, sure was nice. Girl, my head was all turned around.
Wait a minute. Mrs. Judy over there. Mrs. Judy!
Yes?
You know, I'm like an old relative of yours. I know you don't know me, but since I've been going with your husband for the last past year and a half...
Going with my husband?
That was sort of like make us wife-in-laws, you know what I mean?
Make us wives-in-laws? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? What the hell are you talking about?
Thank you. I'd like to do this song for all my lady friends in the house tonight. I do most of my blues songs for the ladies because we always have the blues, you see. They're usually created by the men folk. Especially on Friday when the eagle flies. And they don't want to give up the money to pay them folks for them televisions and stereos and things. when they get it on Friday, they want to put it in their pockets and walk around with it. Makes them feel important. And you know, if you ask them about it, they may talk to you real, real, real bad. Lock you in the basement for a week. Or even reminding him that he's got bills. If you got a man that's ignorant, you may be able to make it, maybe. Maybe. No guarantee. No guarantee at all. Because when you're ignorant, that means your understanding is naught. But if you got one that's ignorant, you can forget it because there is a difference. I got a little song that I always sing because it keeps it in my thinking that one monkey don't stop no show. He may slow it down for a minute, for a minute. Never ever stop it, cause you see the show must go on.
Some old evil chick always telling everybody she come from Chicago. Got Mississippi written all over.
I used to look at a woman in a fine fur coat, and I'd say to myself, Marlena, if you just had that to wrap around your body, how good you would feel. Yes, and I would see people driving by in long, pretty, fancy cars, and I'd say, girl, just one ride, how good you feel. And I've had to work very hard for everything I've ever gotten in life. But I'm not complaining, you see. Because once I discovered credit, I got myself a nice little piece of fur without pockets. Yes, and I've had some rides and some rented limousines, and it was all right. But you see, even I'm smart enough to know that I need love in my life. When the applause is all over, and the last ticket holder is walking out the door, I do not want to be left on the stage of life with nothing but battery-operated love, sugar. But it kind of looks like my lonely days are all over. Because suddenly you, bitch!
Hello? Oh, hi, Mary. I'm glad you called. Yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you, too. I know you've been saying I'm a homebreaker. Man taking all. But you know that ain't true. The only reason he came to me in the first place is because he wasn't getting what he needed from you. Whenever he had a problem that you didn't want to hear about, he'd come to me, and I'd hear him out. We just got closer and closer, and then one night it happened. So don't blame me. It's all your fault that you lost your man. So you see, Mary, I didn't take your man. You gave him to me. I didn't take your man. You gave him to me. I didn't take your man. I saw you mistreat.
Much money you make, so you better bring it all home and take care of these kids.
Guy that really blows your mind, and you just dig everything he does, like when he gives you that great big special hug and that heavy kiss. Girls, you know the kind that's in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it really turns you on. Well, I had a guy like that, and then that time that happens to all of us. We had an argument. And like all, and I mean all us girls, I said some pretty dumb things like get lost. I don't want to see you anymore. But he was cool. He just stood there looking so hurt. And he said, if that's the way you want it. And he split. And I just stood there looking dumb and let that man walk right out of my life. And I've been as evil as a wet hen ever since. I told myself I wasn't gonna sweat it, but I did. Oh, he was inside of me. And my my thoughts, my dreams. Every place I went, I saw his face. And my friends, they knew. I know they knew. And then one evening I was standing at the bus stop and I heard a voice behind me say, "Hi, baby." Oh, I just fell all apart inside because I hadn't heard that voice in such a long time. I turned around and there he was, looking good. Oh, I just can't tell you how good that man looked to me. And as I stood there trying to maintain myself, he asked me if I had a few minutes. I really wanted to tell him that I had a lifetime, but I couldn't blow my cool. We stopped at a cozy little place. And I guess the shock of seeing him made me order a martini, because that's something that I've never done before. But I felt I needed something stronger than coffee to lean on. Oh, the music was soft and the lights were low and that drink had started going to my head. He hadn't said anything about us, so I knew it was my move, and it had to be now. I could feel my nerve building. I couldn't let him go. Not this time. Not this time. So I took his hand, looked him straight into the eye, and I said,